You are listening to Directions from a Spiritual Tour Guide podcast. I'm your host, Chanel Scott. I'm a psychic medium and energy healer who has been supporting those on a spiritual journey for over a decade. I'm your tour guide into the world of the unknown, showing you that the magic of the universe is at your fingertips. I believe spirituality is simple and fun, and this podcast will make it easily accessible, giving you the real talk on all things divine and spiritual, helping you to step into the flow, manifesting your dreams because we all deserve to be living our best life. Are you ready for an adventure? Hello, sunshines, and welcome to a new episode of Directions from a Spiritual Tour Guide podcast. My name is Chanel. I am your host and your spiritual tour guide on this beautiful journey we call life. Today, I was very much drawn to talk about the energy, as I have definitely noticed a roughness to it myself, and then just, you know, receiving messages from others that they're feeling the same thing. And I think it's important for us to just acknowledge the energy so that we understand that this is kind of what's going on right now, and it isn't necessarily a personal thing, it's a global thing. That being said, I will always caveat with, you know, we do need to be aware of our own mental health and making sure that we are taking care of that in the way that we need to. I am a huge advocate for mental health and therapy. I think it's an important thing to do. And even if you have a very spiritual outcome, or sorry, a very spiritual outlook, not outcome, there are therapists out there that know how to honor that as well. So there we go. Important. So the energy that we have just moved through with the new moon and the partial solar eclipse really brought this shake up. The energy of the eclipse in general, whether it's lunar or solar, has a very erratic kind of energy, kind of almost chaotic kind of feeling energy. It is often here to shake something up, to have witness to you know, illuminate. It is here to really catch our attention. This solar eclipse was here to help shake up kind of our crap we've been carrying forward, the stuff that no longer serves us, showing up with a mask on, you know, generational trauma stuff. It is our karma. It is our authenticity. We are really being asked to step up into who we are and what we are here to do, to live truthfully and authentically in integrity. And it really shook things up. I know for myself, a friend shared that she had a really rough day on Friday on her socials, and I messaged her and I was like, honey, me too. It was a rough day. Friday, the day before the new moon and the solar eclipse, I literally in my head kept thinking about all the times that I felt like my power was taken away, that I didn't have a voice, I didn't feel supported, I felt like I was being, you know, taken advantage of or abused or disrespected. And those thoughts just kept coming up all day long. And it was so frustrating because I'm like, I'm not doing this anymore. I don't live this way anymore. I don't let people take advantage of me in this way anymore. It is a very different way of being. But I get how we're being really pushed. So I feel like the universe isn't testing us, but instead the universe is showing us the mirror. The universe is saying to us, especially with this, you know, is this still the way that you want to move? Or are you good? And have you learned something? And are you moving forward in a different way? The universe isn't testing us. It is simply holding up the mirror for us to see ourselves clearly. And in that, we can honor the things that we have learned and move forward in embodiment. They keep showing me this beautiful image of the Yellow Brick Road. And I am a huge Wizard of Oz fan. Wicked's great, but Wizard of Oz will always have my heart. There's these certain things that we grew up on, right? And that is one of them. And there is this image of the Yellow Brick Road, like follow the Yellow Brick Road. Dorothy followed the Yellow Brick Road, not knowing the Emerald City was there. She didn't know for herself. She just trusted everybody. She trusted that this is the direction she needed to go, and she just kind of blindly followed it. And not that we are asking you to blindly follow, you know, the universe, but there is this piece of trusting. If you are able to see something, to have a vision of it, to feel it, especially when we can feel it, we are capable of creating it. This yellow brick road is this piece of trusting that you know that the Emerald City is at the other end, and to just follow it and to understand that there will be messages along the way that you need to have. And if you are open to the opportunity, they will show up for you to see and to move forward. We can't go back, like Dorothy. We can't go back from where to where we came from, or at least she thought. Yeah, I know. We are being empowered to really show up in our own authenticity and our own truth. Asking what that means for you. Where is your integrity in who you are? They're saying that this is really being put to the test as we are being asked to fully embody the things that we want. So one of the things that keeps coming up, and I'll repeat myself again, is this clarity of direction, this clarity of who we want to be, this clarity of what our dreams are. The clearer we are about what we want and where we want to go, the easier it is for the universe to bring it to you. I am like the psychic that's always like, did you make a list? Did you make a list? Making a list, being able to feel it. Maybe you're somebody that meditates and you do a vision. Whatever it is, if you can bring that feeling into your energy system, it is easier to move to it because you are creating alignment. So right now we're being pushed, you know, finding alignment, making sure that our words and our actions and our thoughts are in alignment with the things that we want to create. And this is the challenge that so many people are having, is that they think they're in alignment, but the reality is that there is still repeating patterns, behaviors, belief systems, mindsets that are taking us back into the pieces that we don't want to be in. And the universe is being loud and clear about that. Hey, watch this. Let me show you this. Let me take you here. So pay attention. The more you show up present, the more willing you are to feel. And this has come up a lot lately too, like avoidance, ignoring, and numbing are not okay. It is not going to go well. If you choose to do those things, it is definitely going to be more difficult because the universe is just going to come back harder and stronger. The lessons we have chosen, we signed our soul contract and we came down here and said, this is what I want to do. And the universe is now saying, okay, follow through time, do the thing, move it forward, let's go. So trust in the energy right now. And I know that might be hard, especially if you still have, you know, thoughts coming up. But trust in the energy that you are receiving right now. Imagine that glow of the Emerald City and seeing it in your imagination and just trusting that your Emerald City is on its way. Yeah, I'm going to leave it there. When we can move into that beautiful place of trust and to be really present, the universe shows us everything we need to see. It really does. And I see it over and over and over again, and it's so incredible. So I hope that helps to understand the energy a little bit right now. I know last week was kind of rough. This week is still just its embodiment. That's where we are right now. It'll shift again with the full moon. I haven't tapped into that yet. They're really good. My spirit guides are like one thing and then the next. So this is that one thing. We're going to wait for the next to come, and I'm sure I'll share about the full moon and what is coming. We got a little bit of time. We just had that new moon on the weekend. So yeah. Yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody. I am always so grateful that you let me come here and allow me to just be my authentic self and to share my passion and my knowledge and wisdom with you. It is such an honor to be able to be here as a spiritual tour guide, to be here as a mentor, a support, a teacher. It's such a blessing, and I'm so grateful. So thank you, thank you, thank you. If you don't get my newsletter, please jump over to fromtheheartandsoul.com and sign up for the newsletter. Podcasts drop every Monday. Newsletters drop one at the beginning of the month and one in the middle of the month. They're basically just a little energy update and the information about what I have going on. When you sign up for the newsletter, you do get a free meditation, which is about cutting cords and clearing your energy right now. So that changes from time to time. And when it changes, it always goes out in the newsletter. So you get the updated version of whatever the giveaway is on the website. So yeah, thank you, everybody. Have a great rest of your Monday night. Bye now.